Hello, welcome back. So now we're up to chapter three, and now you've focused on what you don't want. So, what is the away from motivator? Now we want to focus on what you want instead. So, what do you want to move towards? So, if you're standing on the edge of the cliff, yeah, you want to move back away from the cliff, but do you want to go to the pub, or do you want to go to the ice cream van, or do you want to go home? So, what is it that you want instead? So, it's important to write this down, think about it, think about how you're going to describe it. Draw pictures and write descriptions about what you're going to see. Think about what you're going to see, what you're going to hear, and how you're going to feel. So, what will you see when you've achieved this? What will you hear people say, or what will you say, or there's any sounds that you might hear around it? And how will it feel? Will it feel exciting? Will it feel fulfilled? Will it feel a sense of loss or excitement or gaining something? Whatever it may be, are you going to be happy? So think about what you're going to see, what you're going to hear, how you're going to feel. Be as specific as you can with what you want instead of where you are now. So we're thinking about big picture with the change. We've looked at the away from in terms of stepping away from where you are now and what you don't want to happen. And now we're going to focus on what you want instead. So again, another really short section, but feel free to get in touch with us if you're struggling to come up with the content around this. Or if you've got any questions about how we're putting this together, and I think you'll find that I need to do this again. Take two. Hello, and welcome back, and welcome to chapter three. So in chapter one, we looked at big picture. In chapter two, we're looking at away from. So what don't you want in either of the situation you're in now or around the change? And now we're going to focus on what do you want instead? So really focusing on the towards part of this motivation now. So we've looked at the away from. So stepping back from the edge of the cliff. And now it's about, well, do we want to go to the pub, or do we want an ice cream, or do we want to go home? What do we want instead? So focus and be really clear and be as specific as you possibly can about what you want to achieve going through this process. So think about it in terms of what you're going to see. So you can draw pictures if you want, what you're going to hear, and be descriptive about sounds, anything that you're saying or you hear other people saying to you. And think about how it's going to feel. Because what we're trying to create here is almost a tension between the good feelings of having gone through the change and it being really effective, and the negative feelings that you might be feeling now that you want to move away from. So how will it feel? What will you see? What will you hear? How will it feel? Be as specific as you can. Be creative. Draw pictures, stick photos in, posters, whatever it is that works for you. Another short session. So off you go and have a look at that. And then I will see you back here in a little while for chapter four. Good luck.